Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. Yoga of liberation through renunciation. Liberating yourself from all that is binding you. What is binding me is my limitations. I'm limiting myself by associating with my body, mind and intellect. So in the end, Bhagavan summarizes, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Give up your dependence on your body, mind and intellect as the source of your happiness. That eternal happiness which you are seeking, you are right now dependent on your body, mind and intellect. I'll gain through my power, I'll gain through my intellect, I'll gain through my manipulating the others. Bhagavan said, give up all those and just take refuge in me, the source, the self, the consciousness. And I will take care of all your sins. All the things which you have as negative impressions, I will take care of. I'll wipe them out and make you clean. So that you can experience the joy which is your nature. This is praptasya prapti. This is something which we already have. All we have to do is clear that which is veiling that happiness. So we concluded the discourse on Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavan also said, "Who you should not be teaching this knowledge. One who does not have any discipline. One who does not have any devotion towards this knowledge. One who has no sense of service to others. One is in other words, so self-centered. Such a person will not be able to learn anything from you. Because he's so self-centered about himself." And then lastly, he said, the one who cavils at this knowledge or me. If I do not have any faith in any idea, I will never be able to learn. See, in Gujarati, a child is crying for a long time. Asu ragda tane sa. Ragda means raga. Tane pulling. Why are you pulling all these ragas? You know why that is? There was kind of contempt against the people who perform classical music, and they will continue. So when somebody will now, you have no appreciation for it, and therefore now you're associating with their babies crying and say, why are you ragda taring? Now that's a caviling towards that art. I have no respect for that art. I have sometimes, you know, people go for the dance program and say, so how was it? It's the same, though, South Indian dancing all the time. Because they were looking for a Bollywood dancing. It turned out to be Kathak classical dancing concert. They said, well, how can you say? Because they have no appreciation for that art. I was saying that Ghatapata, the discourse about Vedanta where they are using this, you know, the Ghatapata, Ghatapata. They said, kya gadbad karta hai in Bombay, right? Ghatapata became gadbad. No appreciation for that discussion or discourse. Now, such a person, if you try to teach the same thing, one who says gadbad isko, you try to teach him Vedanta, will not work. One who says why are you ragda, he will not learn music. He has no appreciation for it. So Bhagavan says, such a person, you should not be teaching this Bhagavad Gita. He has to come to a level where he has disciplined himself, he has devotion for this knowledge, and he has a sense of service. In essence, he does not think about his own good, but see oneness with others. That's how we do service. We can only serve somebody whom we revere, appreciate, or love for. One who has none of these for this knowledge, you should not be teaching that, Bhagavan said. On the other hand, Bhagavan said, if you learned this knowledge by God's grace, you got this chance to learn this precious knowledge from your teacher. You should share this with others. Do not be self-centered. Keep it to me. I am the scholar. If you have a question, come and ask me, and that's all. You don't become just a scholar, but share this with others. This is the concept of franchising, right? You have a concept, you want to give it to others. That's how it grows into a huge multinational. Otherwise, selling burger, how can that be a big business? It is the simplest thing in the world. Take a bun and put a patty in between. Put a little lettuce, tomato, and ketchup, you're done. But it's a multinational entity. Why? Because the concept of franchising. Somebody asked Einstein, is there anything baffles you in this world? He said, yes. He said, what is that? He said, the concept of compound interest. And somebody has demonstrated to me, he said, if you get one penny first day, and then it doubles next day, you keep doubling pennies, versus I give you $1 million first hand, which one in 20 years will be greater? And he demonstrated the other one will be like in millions of dollars. The compound interest. So, compounding this knowledge for the greater good of the society, it is every student's duty to share this with others, those who are interested and are worthy. So therefore, Bhagavan said, such a person will certainly will come to me. Now, teaching the subject which you have learned, you become master at it. After a while, you become one with that subject. If you learn music, then continue teaching music. You will become a master of it because you are practicing more and more and more by every time you teach to somebody else. So Bhagavan says, such a person will certainly come to me. He will become me in a sense. He will attain that oneness he is seeking with his own Supreme Self. So Bhagavan is actively asking you to go out and teach others. How did Swami Chinmayananda become a Jagat Guru? By introducing the idea of study group. If he had just said, come to my lecture, we would have gone to his lectures and left. I did that for a long time. I obviously met Swamiji when I was 17 years old. First, I just went to his lectures because in India, I did not know. When I came to USA, first series I attended in 1983, I had no idea about study group. But Swamiji said at the end of the Gita Yajna, that those of you who are interested now must attend study group. I said, what is the study group? So Gaurang Nanavati from Houston called me up because I filled out that form. And I had no interest really in joining study group because I was thinking, who else other than Swami Chinmayananda can teach me this? But because Swamiji said that, had little Shraddha, I must go. And that's how I went to study group. This is where I started learning Bhagavad Gita, not from Swamiji's lectures. So the idea of these study groups has made this Chinmaya Mission a great organization in sharing this knowledge. Idea came from Bhagavan Sri Krishna, share your knowledge. So Bhagavan said, such a person will certainly will achieve the goal he is seeking. Then the next he said, there is no one in this world who is closer to me than the one who is teaching this Bhagavad Gita with Shraddha. With having the supreme faith in me, in this knowledge. You cannot teach something if you are not convinced about it. You can only convince others if you are convinced about it. With conviction, one who teaches this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, I don't think there is anyone who is dearer to me. Anyone who is nearer to me than that person. Because he came closest to the goal of becoming one with that universal self. So Bhagavan has glorified the teachers and the teachings. And then he said, Adyeshyate cha imam dharmyam samvadam avayoho gnana yagnena tenaham istaha Shyam iti me matihi. Now the student, is there anything beneficial in just learning? Bhagavan said yes. One who studies this dialogue of ours about dharma, this dialogue, Bhagavad Gita, all 18 chapters up to now. This is a dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna So Krishna is telling Arjuna, this our dialogue about dharma, what is right, what is wrong, what is real, what is unreal, that dialogue who studies, such a person, jnana yagnena tenaham istaha, I consider that such a person is worshipping me through jnana yagna. He may not be a Krishna bhakta. He may not be doing Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. He may not be going to the temple at all. He may not bow down at Krishna statue in the temple. But Bhagavan said, I will consider that. Or it not consider, he said, it is my conviction that such a person is worshipping me through Jnana Yoga. So, the student who is studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan said, he is directly worshipping me. And we have learnt in Bhagavad Gita previously, how do you serve your teacher? By living the ideal the teacher teaches is the best service to your teacher. Your teacher teaches you music and you don't do anything about it, but just keep giving him fees and never learn music. Is that a service to him? No. It may make his living, but he is not very proud of you. But my teacher teaches me something, and I excel in it, and then propagate that knowledge even further, he will be very proud when he hears about you. Even today, you go and tell Gaurang Banya, we went to Nilkant's class, he's very happy. You know why? He is my teacher. When he hears that, he knows, after all these years, Nilkant is still into Bhagavad Gita, has not given up. That's a service to your teacher. So Bhagavan said, such a person, I'll consider that he's serving me directly, he's worshipping me directly through Jnana Yoga. Word Yagna signifies sacrificial fire is invoked and devotees are offering oblations in it. He said, here the fire of knowledge is kindled by your studies and you're offering your ignorance into it. Up till now, what I considered me, I now know it is not me. So my ignorance about myself, which in common language we call ego, is what we are offering into this Jnana Yagna. Therefore, Bhagavan said, I'm convicted that such a person is worshipping me through Jnana Yagna. So even student is glorified here. Then the next one says, okay, well, somebody is not even studying. Now we have heard this before. There is a difference between reading and studying. Swamiji explained, you read newspaper. You really have no other interest but to get some information. What's going on? So you are reading newspaper. But you study your subject. Architecture book, I don't just read. I have to study. Because I want to know the knowledge. So not just reading Bhagavad Gita. So just chanting Bhagavad Gita may or may not do much good to you. But studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan said, I'm convinced that you are worshipping me through Jnana Yagna. But now I'm not studying, I'm just listening. Sraddha vana anasuyascha srunayat api yo naraha. A person who is listening to this knowledge, he may not be studying intently, he may not be reading Bhagavad Gita, but he's listening to the discourse about Bhagavad Gita. About the knowledge about Bhagavad Gita. Saddhavan. But you have to have faith in it. You're not just listening just to find out what it is all about. You're listening with Sraddha. When we listen to somebody like Dalai Lama or Sri Sri Ravi Shankar or somebody whom we have Sraddha and listen to him, we are intently listening what he's saying. So we're trying to understand what is the message behind this. That's a Sraddha. Sraddhavan anasuya. He's not listening to find out what is wrong in that. As we had heard before, then Max Muller and those scholars were given grant by European powers to go and study Sanskrit. So find out what is all this garbage they are teaching their people. And then tell them that this is all wrong. That anasuya, that's caviling at that knowledge. If you are not doing it because of that, and it turns out that Max Muller became probably the greatest scholar because he probably had the real intention, even though his sponsors may not have. Anasuyacha srunayadapi yo naraha. Such a person who is just listening to this discourse about Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Soapi muktaha, he also will get liberated. You may be uneducated. You know, we have heard this before, that the ladies in the villages who are not educated, but they had this knowledge about dharma, what is right, what is wrong. Where did they learn? By listening to somebody's discourse with Shraddha. They heard somebody. Eknath Ishwaran, who is the greatest meditation teacher, or at least the most famous meditation teacher, makes it clear that his teacher was his grandma, who was uneducated. But he learned all this about spirituality from his grandmother. She taught him what is right, what is self, what is non-self, what is meditation. He said, I learned from her. Now, that does not mean that he never took any other reading or training, but that intent listening from her grandma gave him the knowledge. And her grandma, without reading any book, listened from somebody. Such a listening will also liberate you. So he said, Soapi muktaha, subhan lokan prapnuyat punya karmana. You will reach the state of happiness which is only reserved for the people who do good deeds. So in other words, you will be cleaned of your papas, your negative impressions on your mind. You will live a happy life. Kachit etat srutam partha tvaya ekagrena chetasa. Now comes the question. The discourse is over. The advice is over. Now the teacher is looking at the student's face. And just looking at him, he knows that he understood. Just the joy and the satisfaction and the confidence on the student's face, he knows. And so we want to enjoy that. So you always, you know, when we think that your child has grasped it, the ideas, so ABCD, we know that he has or she has learned. So Bhagavan said, so have you listened to this with a focused mind? He knows that he had. He just want to make sure that Arjuna acknowledges that. So he said, Kachit agnana sammohaha prasnastate dhananjaya. Have you listened to this discourse intently? And did that help you? Your doubt about what is right and what is wrong, which was confusing you, is it gone? And obviously the next is Arjuna's answer, and we know what that is. Arjuna, nasto mohaha. My moha is now destroyed. That which was deluding me is now gone. Smriti labdha. I regained my memory. We have learned in Vedanta, this is praptisya prapti. You are not gaining something new. By learning Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, you will not be gaining anything more than what you already have. Except that you, what you do not know you have, you will come to know that you have. We have seen all throughout this discourse that happiness lies within me, not outside. Sorrow lies within me, not outside. But right now I'm finding sorrow, but not finding happiness. Because I think the happiness lies outside. That misconception is now destroyed. And then Smriti Labdha, I remembered that myself, my true nature is happiness. Tvat prasadat maya achyuta. How did I gain it? By myself, I could not find it. And I was confused. But with your grace, you pointed me in the right direction. With your grace, I found that. Stito asmi, now I'm stable. And I say he's mentally unstable. Because he's wavering from what this is right or that's right. This is good. Now I'm stable. Thito asmi. I'm now firm in my conviction. What we have, we also believe in this thing for a while, then we waver and say, I don't know whether this thing is helping me. I have people come and say, well, we have stopped coming to Gita class, but it was confusing us. Whether to work hard and make be successful or just, you know, be happy. That is a wavering mind. Thito asmi. One who is established in this knowledge, he has no question how to act in what situation. He knows exactly in each situation how to function. Gata sandehaha. Why I was wavering? Because I had doubt. Whether this knowledge 5,000 years ago, those guys sitting under a tree, they didn't have internet, they didn't have Google, and how did they figure all this thing out? Now we have Google, we have internet, should not we be the smarter than them? That doubt is gone. This is the truth. Truth cannot be changed. No matter what passage of time passes, 2 plus 2 will always remain 4, no matter what language you learn. So, gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. And therefore, I'm ready to do exactly as you asked me to do all throughout this discourse. That's where we will stop.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.